is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. You'll find the features on the site are completely free, so head over there and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, actually the main feature allows you to control the content. So what you see in the main column of the site has been created by listeners just like you. So go and get interactive. You can edit, you can add in new things to the site, new items, news items, maybe videos or blog posts, and then other people vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked make it to the front page in the top of the website. Actually, the top story over at freetalklive.com right now is a follow-up on something that we had covered not too long ago on the show, out of, I think it was Seattle, Washington, downtown Seattle, where a man was shot to death by a police officer because he was allegedly wielding a knife. Well, it turns out he wasn't wielding a knife. He had a knife, and he was using it to whittle. And
not exactly a big knife, either.
He wasn't even actually, from what I understand, not even whittling at the time. The knife was apparently closed. And so this cop gets out of his car, and the video footage has now been posted over at freetalklive.com. You can't actually see him put bullets in this man, but you see him walking off the screen. You hear the audio of what is happening, and he basically tells the guy to drop the knife. And because he doesn't, after he's told to, like, two or three more times, literally it's a span of 7 seconds between when the cop gives him the first order to drop the knife and riddles him with bullets. Now, nobody.
Turns out the guy has, you know, like he's partially deaf and has
headphones in.
He couldn't hear the guy. I mean, like,
yep.
I thought it was that he was actually deaf and the headphones were to show people that he couldn't hear. That's what I, you know, the understanding I got.
I'm not sure about that, Mark. But nonetheless, he couldn't hear and was murdered by this police officer. And, of course, the cops would have you believe that this guy was doing his job and that he did the right thing. But nobody in the area seemed to be concerned. There was a, you can see in the footage, is a woman crossing the street, probably not more than a few feet away from what transpired.
You'd think if there was a guy wielding a knife about to slay an officer with his 4-inch whittling knife that
but she wouldn't be walking in that direction.
Yeah, it's like, or she might be at least looking.
Yeah, she's not really, barely even, I mean, she only notices after the cop blasts the guy.
That'll catch your attention.
Bullets. So anyway, that video's up. You can see that at freetalklive.com. But what I wanted to talk about tonight was prohibition. And I don't mean the typical prohibition, like prohibition of drugs. Certainly, we've covered that plenty of times on this show. And we've shown over and over again how it is that prohibition has unintended consequences, that in many cases when you prohibit a product or service or you prohibit a behavior, that a lot of times the product or service continues on. In the case of drugs, it gets more dangerous, more
expensive.
That's true. It gets a lot more expensive by thousands of percents.
Yeah.
The risk factor increases in doing business in those areas because you're dealing with criminals. And there's so many reasons to end prohibitions. And maybe,
well, aren't all laws prohibitions?
To some extent.
No, all laws are prohibitions.
Well, I mean, some laws say you have to pay people. They have to pay the government for it.
That's a prohibition for a free service.
I guess I'm talking about criminal, you know, laws on criminal, you know, prohibitions make things criminal to do. And, you know, all laws like murder, rape, you know, all those things are prohibitions against certain behavior, right?
Okay, that's true. But then again, prohibiting murder doesn't really increase murders, from what I can tell. But the point I want to make is on products and services, the prohibition of products and services, that there are some things out there that some people will just take for granted, and they'll say, oh, yeah, of course that needs to be prohibited, like, say, drunk driving or child pornography. But when you actually dig into these issues, you find out that maybe the prohibition is making these problems worse. And if we get a chance, we'll get into that. But folks already have some thoughts and comments, and you're certainly welcome to bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. Stephen is in Huntsville listening to WBHP. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I love your guys' show, but I have to say I really disagree with you. I'm actually a police officer, and I've been a police officer for 15 years. And some of the things, you know, kind of telling people not to open their doors or not to do things. I mean, you guys got to look from our side how we do. You know, we're out there. I mean, sure, there's bad cops, but you know, when I go up to a situation, you know, and I'm dealing with something, you know, I have no idea what's on the inside, whether there's guns, whether if every time you pull somebody over, there could be someone that could shoot you. I mean, it's you got to look at it from our side.
Well, I guess the advice that we give folks is, you know, say don't, you know, the advice that you mentioned there is don't open your door, and I can see there's some value to it. What would be the benefit if somebody didn't call you to opening their door to you when you knock on the door?
I mean, usually a lot of times, you know, our procedures are, we know when we knock on the door, we say, you know, Huntsville Police Department, so they know who it is.
Uh-huh.
So it's a situation where, you know, if they've done nothing wrong, they open up the door, you know, then it's good to go. But, you know,
well, if they've done nothing wrong, why are you there?
No, I mean, you're talking about, like, if there's somebody there that, you know, that we think that there's, I think one of you guys was saying, you know, that back in the day there was, you know, somebody in their apartment, they were looking for somebody else. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's like if you're looking for somebody that you think that may be in there. That's what I was, you know, commenting on or whatever. But, no, yeah, usually if we're going somewhere, we know something is wrong for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess that's the point that I'm trying to make here is that if you didn't call the police and the police come to your door, there's probably no benefit to you as an individual, and that's what we're talking about here.
Okay, so you're trying to, like, help the criminal and not help the cop then.
Well, I think that Washington D.C. and the local state capitals have done a really great job of helping the criminals by creating an entire criminal class out of people who have harmed no one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I agree. There's coming from a cop. Yeah, there are other cops that are quote-unquote dirty cops and cops that abuse the system, absolutely. But
so
I would say probably about 90% of us are not.
I think that there's different categories of what somebody might consider to be corrupt or not. But what, like, if for instance, I've got myself a freshly packed bowl on my, my coffee table.
Maybe you just started smoking it, too.
Yeah, maybe it's still blazing. Why in the world would I open the door for you?
Right. And then that gets into a whole argument of whether or not you should or you shouldn't smoke dope or whatever.
Should or shouldn't. It's whether or not I'm going to get thrown in jail by the guy knocking on the door. And whether or not it's that guy's job knocking on the door to throw me in jail. You see, there's a class of people who wear badges whose job it is to throw people in jail. More than 50% of Americans have smoked pot. That means that more than 50% of Americans are criminals in the eyes of these people's, in their eyes.
You know, Stephen, maybe you're one of the better cops out there.
It sounds like it.
That when you pull over somebody and you find a bag of weed, you ignore it or you just confiscate it and you don't arrest somebody for it. There are certainly a lot of cops out there who will use discretion on that issue. But generally, if the cops are knocking at your front door and you haven't called them over, then they're looking for a reason. They're looking to find someone to put in a cage. That's typically what their intentions are. And I want to help people who haven't harmed anyone else. I want to help those people avoid being put in a cage. If you've actually, you know, if you're actually going after a criminal that has, say, committed murder or just committed an armed robbery or something like that, arson, where somebody has actually been harmed,
they don't knock on the door.
If you're after those people, then I got no problem with you doing that. But my problem is that right now in this country, over 1.5 million Americans per year are arrested, and that usually means some time in a cage. Down the line, maybe they'll be convicted and spend more time in a cage for things like having a plant in their pocket or having some other chemical on their person or doing something else that's completely, it doesn't bring harm to any other individual. And my concern is there are a lot of cops out there who are going to arrest people for having chemicals and having plants. And I want to help those people not go to cages because that ruins lives. It destroys their ability to hold a job. It destroys their family.
It's a huge tax burden, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, and me saying this, you know, there's a lot of times the attitude has everything to do with it. I can, you know, there's several times when I've pulled somebody over and, you know, if they're bowing up on me and, you know, wanting to give me, you know, this great attitude, then usually, yeah, there's a better chance that if I see something laying over in the seat that,
their day's gonna be bad.
Yeah. Right. So I mean, you know, so maybe coming from a, I love your guys' show.
Thank you. I appreciate you being out there.
And I think from a cop that's out there, the thing I would say is, you know, just watch the attitude more.
Stephen, call us anytime. Feel free to give us your thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
18 years ago, the CBS show 60 Minutes first examined the so-called French paradox, which suggested that the French, despite a high-fat diet and high consumption of wine, had a remarkably low incidence of heart disease compared with Americans. And a few years later, even the federal dietary guidelines said that moderate consumption of red wine can be beneficial. That special something in red wine is called resveratrol. It turns out that resveratrol supports overall cardiovascular health. Plants protect themselves from pests and other harmful elements with weapons like phytoalexins. So when you consume resveratrol, you're taking in those powerful phytoalexins to fend off fungi and bacteria. This oh-so-powerful compound is now available in an amazing tasting juice product called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice from a company called Genesis Today. This juice will keep you looking and feeling great and your body performing great.
To learn more about living healthy naturally and pomegranate and berries with resveratrol, please visit genesistoday.com. Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart and Super Target locations.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You've built a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard, state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Features like the mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, go to m.freetalklive.com. Quick access there to the streams and the podcast, m.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out and let your voice be heard at LibertyStickers.com. Also, LibertyStickers.com will do custom stickers for your business, for your band, for, you know, whatever it is you want to advertise from the back of your car. It's LibertyStickers.com.
You know, if you want to know how good these Liberty stickers look, you can get a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker. We had the Liberty stickers do those for us. And you can get a, learn how to get one of those over at promote.freetalklive.com. It's simple. You just, you know, give us a self-addressed stamped envelope. You send one of those to us. We shove a bumper sticker in it, drop it in the mail, and it comes back to you. So not only will you have a cool Free Talk Live bumper sticker, but you also get some idea of the quality level that you can expect from the folks over at Liberty Stickers. 800-259-9231 is the number here. Just quick further thoughts in response to what Steve said, because, Mark, you made a point during the break that I thought was really worth pointing out on the air. We didn't have a chance to do it while he was on. Steve had called in, or Stephen had called in from Huntsville.
Seems like a really nice guy.
Huntsville police officer, and he's concerned that we're helping the criminals by, you know, telling them, giving them tips like, don't answer the door when the police come. Yeah, I know. They do it in the movies, and they do it on every TV show, and they do it in Cops, but you don't have to. And, in fact, if you don't answer the door, it's much less likely that they're going to put you in handcuffs and take you away to a cage. Because in a lot of cases, the cops are looking for a reason to put somebody in a cage. They're not there to serve you.
They're forced to do it. In some cases, if they're called to a domestic dispute, they have to take somebody off to jail.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't open the door, then there's nothing that can be done there.
if they want to come in, yeah, they're going to come in
right.
Anyway.
If they have a legal right to come into your house, believe me, the door is a heck of a lot cheaper to replace than whatever you have to pay on that attorney. And
yeah.
The point that I made to the officer, asked him, I guess, was, you know, what is the benefit to me to opening the door? And he kind of sidestepped it with, oh, well, if you haven't done anything wrong, which is, of course, the first thing that they say.
Define wrong, because for me, it's only wrong if I hurt somebody or if I damage somebody else's property. But according to the law, there's all kinds of things
what
that
law?
Are wrong.
What law? How, who
their
could
laws.
Possibly know the law?
Oh, I don't.
A
and
man
they don't
could,
either.
A man could spend four lifetimes trying to read the laws just for his city or town and the state and the federal government, just the laws that affect him in one specific geographic area. If he steps out of that geographic area, moves to another state, he's got to start all over again. That'll take
yeah,
another
crazy.
Two lifetimes.
And the
you
cops
just
don't
can't know.
Know
the law.
Yeah. The cops don't know either. There have been times up here where the cops have actually held somebody on the side of the road and said, well, hold on, I'm going to go check and see if you're breaking any laws. And they got to go and, like, call their buddies and see if they can figure out if there's any law that's being
oh,
broken.
Yeah, we've had them actually go and print out the laws for us because, you know, they were just so confused with it and we were confused with it. And so we're like, well, go find it, print it out, bring it back,
bring it
and
back
we'll
and
see.
We'll look at it together.
Yeah, we'll go over it.
Even if you can go over it, even if you and the cop are looking
yeah.
at the same words.
You can interpret it so differently.
Right. The interpretations are what matter, and yours doesn't matter, and only the people in the black robes interpretations matter. But he never really answered your question directly as to what the benefit was to opening the door for the police.
The answer is nothing. The answer
right.
is, if you haven't called the police, then there's really no benefit to opening the door. If you might be harboring a criminal, you either know you are or you know you aren't. So
mm-hmm.
you don't need to open the door. If you are harboring the criminal, you shouldn't harbor bad people that have harmed someone or stolen things, you should turn them in. But if you aren't, then you're still no benefit to opening the door, and it could very well be that, you know, something bad happens in the exchange with the officer. The jails are full. I don't mean all people in jail are innocent, but the jails are full of people who didn't do anything.
You know what,
yeah.
Mark? If there were one significant change that were made to the police, I would have no problem opening the door every single time they came.
And what that is?
If they were actually peace officers as opposed to law enforcement officers. If they were people who were out there only for the specific purpose of keeping the peace. And by that I mean bringing people who've harmed others to justice and stopping some sort of, you know, if there's a bar fight or something like that, to come in, to separate the parties, to, you know, take everybody home and to restore the peace. If that were the case, then we wouldn't have these malum prohibitum laws. We wouldn't have the malum prohibitum is like a prohibition on having a plant or a chemical or, you know, things that you can't have and things that you can't do because the legislators have said so. Not because it's wrong, not because it's harming anybody, but because they have said this is bad and we have made it illegal. If those laws didn't exist, then I would have no reason to be concerned with talking to the police because I know I haven't hurt anybody, and so therefore maybe they're investigating investigating somebody that was, you know, shot down the street, and they want to get people's, you know, thoughts on what happened. Maybe I saw something, and they need to know about that. If I know there's, you know, no chance they're going to arrest me for having a bong on the, you know, on display in my living room behind me, then I got no problem opening the door and saying, yeah, somebody ran down the street, you know, 5 minutes ago.
If that would be a big change, agreed, but let's not forget the prison industrial complex as it exists. The United States incarcerates more people than any other country on the planet, if you don't count, like, say, North Vietnam, where everybody's incarcerated.
And it's because of those malum prohibitum laws.
Right. Well, it may very well be. I think that that's true. But the fact is, there's a huge industry behind incarcerating people. And I'm sorry. I don't intend to make plastic chairs for 80 cents an hour for Kohl's or, you know, Walmart or wherever. No, Walmart actually doesn't buy. But there are many stores that do buy these things. I have no intention of being your slave labor.
Sure, but that prison complex has been built on the back of the war on drugs. When you look at the numbers of people in federal, just in federal prison alone, is something like 50 or 60% in there for so-called drug crimes. And so they're expanding based on these malum prohibitum laws. Let's go to your thoughts. You can share whatever you want with us here. Derek is on the line listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. Hello, Derek.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to comment on that police officer's call. No one kind of commented on some of the things he said. I mean, he sounds like a good guy and all, but, you know, it struck me as odd that for him, what was going to be...
Hello? I think we lost that call. Maybe he could call back.
Sorry about that. The thing that bothered me about him was that he kind of seemed that... it was all based on the person's attitude as to whether or not they were breaking the law.
Hmm.
That struck me as odd.
Well, I don't think it was breaking the law. It was just how severe he was going to be if he found a small or non-victim crime.
So his emotional state kind of judged whether or not he was going to lock somebody up or not.
It's a true statement. It's an honest statement on his part, no doubt.
Right. It's an honest statement. It shows that cops are human and they aren't, and that laws, and that we aren't a nation of laws. We are a nation of men, you know, that are enforcing, you know, rules on paper in an arbitrary fashion. And it's absolutely true. I think that everybody understands that if you confront a police officer in an aggressive manner, things are going to go poorly for you, especially, you know, your traffic stop or something like that. I think mostly people understand that, but,
don't be a dick. And that applies to the cops.
I mean, if somebody, you know, I don't understand why they should be, you know, if I can get into an argument with an average citizen, why can't I get into an argument with an officer?
Because they have a gun.
Because they are morally superior.
Yeah, and they have,
government has decided they are better than you.
They have metal bracelets and they can kidnap you with no consequence to them.
They are the government and you're not.
It's overturned later. Derek, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced. Comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features on our site, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Christmas is coming up. You might have a couple of Christmas parties left. Certainly there's some folks at Christmas dinner that would enjoy George's famous baklava.
I'd have it ready for New Year's, personally.
Awesome.
It's good anytime.
Yeah. It's a walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. It's the perfect holiday treat for any party or friends, family, or coworkers. It's shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fast, fresh, and delicious. If you order by midnight on Monday, December the 20th, that'll make sure that you have it in time for Christmas. And you can go check it out at mandrick.com. That's mandrik.com. There's no C in mandrick. Mandrick.com.
As we continue here, ladies come first on Free Talk Live. So let's talk to Donna, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay. Back in September, my son and I found some meth-making supplies in my stepdaughter's bedroom.
Oh, boy.
They were left there by her husband. She was incarcerated, so she was innocent. We called 911 because we didn't know what to do with it.
Oh, my God. That was a mistake.
No joke. They came back 24 hours later and arrested my son. They were verbally abusive. They threatened me. They threatened to shoot our dog.
Oh, jeez.
They tried to make my mother stay in the living room. She's 86 and has Alzheimer's.
She doesn't really want to stay anywhere in particular, does she? She wants to go where she wants.
Well, when they threaten to shoot her dog, when she gets upset, she leaves.
And they didn't like that very much?
Not at all.
So they weren't very friendly then? They weren't. You didn't feel like you were protected and served by these men?
Not at all.
Yeah. And was that your first real experience dealing with the police, besides maybe getting pulled over or something like that?
Absolutely. It was horrible, and it's ongoing. They are harassing me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
Little stuff, different stuff. I had a vehicle that was being repaired in my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
They threatened to have it towed off because it didn't have a sticker on it. My son, who they threw in jail, was working on it.
Right, so it doesn't matter if it's on the road or not. They just they get upset because it's not stickered, even though it's in your driveway.
This happened to me. I had a BMW that I didn't have the plate on it. They came by and put a junk car notice on it.
this vehicle had the legal plates on it. It just didn't have an inspection sticker.
And people like Steven, the cop that called earlier tonight, wonder why they aren't liked by folks.
And it's, you know, people are putting folks into groups, and they shouldn't. There's good cops. There's cops that aren't so good, but I'll tell you, the bad ones certainly give them a bad name.
But even, Mark, the so-called good cops are still out doing revenue collection. They're
just the face of all the awful tyranny that's coming from the lawmakers. And so, you know, when people get fed up and go off on people, who do you think is going to get the grunt of the people's rebellion? It's going to be these faces.
Absolutely.
Donna, thanks for your story tonight. I'm sorry to hear it, and I'm glad your dog's still alive, because you'd be surprised.
People whose dogs aren't.
You would be surprised how many people's dogs have been just murdered by the police because they can do it and get away with it, and it's no problem, and it's just a story after story of these police just coming into people's homes or even just walking through their backyard, and they always claim they're so scared by the dog, and therefore they have the right to shoot, and so as long as you scare the police officer, they can blast away your dog, and it's so sad.
This one homeowner had video from their house where the cop comes by, I guess, to ask directions. The dog runs out and he shoots him right there.
Thanks for the call, Donna. I appreciate hearing from you, and I'm sorry that people have to find this out the hard way. And that's how it happened for her. You go through your life, you get raised in this governmental system, likely going to a government
officer
school.
Officer Ollie used to come to my school. It was a little hand puppet, and the police would bring it by, and Officer Ollie would talk to you.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. Your police officers are your friends, you're taught. And then down the line, when the police start arresting your friends for things that have never harmed another person, you might start to question, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? And then
if the government is too big, too intrusive, too arduous, too large, who is it that's the frontline soldier in the war against, from the government to the citizen? I you have to ask that.
The police.
I know that there's guys out there that are trying to do their best, but
then stop enforcing bad laws.
I'll tell you what. I worked in a I worked with some law enforcement officers, and the good ones ignored what the bad ones were doing.
Well, they have to.
Yeah, if they don't, then they're going to end up getting, targeted. They're going to end up with...
They did not want to see whatever it was the bad ones were doing.
See no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. Let's continue with your thoughts. Barbara is on the line listening to KUSA up in Yakima. Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
Hey, what's
How
on your mind
this
tonight?
Evening?
Just super. Go ahead.
I like to whittle, and I have many little knives, and I carve, and I'm deaf in one of my ears, mm-hmm. and I wear thick glasses, so I guess on a bad day, I could be distracted and be in the same shoes as that man listening to the iPod that I heard about earlier on the radio, and it's frightening as a citizen, but I'm empowered because I have a right as a citizen to fight back on it and on behalf to not let this person's memory and other people like him go in vain.
Well, how do you fight back?
Well, let's have a peaceful protest. Like, let's set it up right now live. I'll meet someone at Starbucks tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the name of peace for my country, because I'm tired of my laws being taken away. The lawmakers don't make the laws. We do. And we support them when we need them, and then we kind of crunch them down when they come against
us. When did you make a law? I don't make laws. I don't want to make laws. I mean, the lawmakers are the ones that do that, and they keep making them.
Well, we can stop that, and we have every right to. It's our country. They're just given guardianship over us, but the point is that there's more of us than there are of them.
That's true. I'll agree with that point. However, most of us aren't willing to do anything about the problems.
She is, and hey, look, if she wants to go to Starbucks tomorrow, have a protest for peace, I'm all for it.
No, I'm all for that too. That's great. I don't think that's going to do much in the long run. People have been protesting police violence for a long time. They've tried.
What would you do if you just told people to do it? I mean, they did it in that music video. I don't have online access out here in the boonies.
You know that music video? Remember that one?
I'm not familiar.
What are you referring to?
They made a statement. I saw it on TV on a commercial or something, or on TV on some show. But the point is that people did something that meant something to us as a people, as a nation, as one nation. Many peoples, yeah, but one nation, United States. And our lawmakers are cramming their values, or I don't know, they're doing bad things to all people.
That is true. There's a lot in there that's a little confusing to me, the talk about the nation and this and that, but there's no doubt that the people that call themselves lawmakers are doing bad things to people who have never harmed another person. But the sociopathic
narcissists that decide that they know best what everyone else should do.
Right. The frustrating part about it all is there usually are very little in the way of consequences for these men who call themselves the police and some women, they call themselves the police to go around and hurt people. Sometimes there are settlements made. We talked earlier this, and thank you, by the way, Barbara, for the call tonight. Sometimes we'll hear about a settlement that's made to someone who's a family member of somebody who's been murdered by the police, like the 92-year-old woman that was shot to death in Atlanta, or the former Marine who was murdered by the police.
Two-time tour veteran who was shot on his doorstep for nothing. I mean, it's just really nothing.
Shot by the police. His wife was awarded nearly $1 million, but it didn't come out of the police's pocket.
Didn't come out from the police union.
The guy that murdered him was promoted. Many times they're given medals after they've murdered people who've never harmed another person. So what do you do about that? You can protest, but what's that going to change?
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, we're going to give you a chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac, but you need to know what that is first.
Yeah, you really do have to know what it is, because most folks haven't seen or used or heard of a Totesac. And if you want to see a Totesac, you can go to totesac.us. I'll give you that address here in a second. It is a 100% recycled retail grocery bag carrier. It's a, you know, plastic hook thing that you carry the groceries bags with. And you won't, once you have one, You wouldn't imagine how much easier your life's going to be, because you don't have to take the grocery cart back to the corral. You can just carry it all. It's so easy to carry your groceries with the Totesac. It's easy to take them from the car to the house. You don't have to make several trips. It's easy to drag groceries from the house to the boat, or, you know, from the car to the boat or whatever. Go check it out. It's totesac.us, TOTASAK.US. And I've got a pair, and I love using them.
All right. So, yeah, coming up, two-pack could be yours. Stay tuned for that opportunity. You'll need a different phone number. It's not going to be the regular call-in line. The call-in line is 800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can help Free Talk Live out by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. And for as little as $3 a month, we will take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of liberty. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and more. Get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we've had discussions going on throughout the hour about the police, and we had one really sad story about a lady who found some meth-making equipment in her daughter's room and figured she'd do the right thing and call the cops. Turns out they decided to go ahead and arrest somebody as a result of that, even though her daughter wasn't she already in jail or something like that at the time? So they arrested somebody else because they're not there to help you. They're there to put people in cages. If they don't put people in cages,
most of them would like to put the right people in cages. But
it's embarrassing to go somewhere and not get anybody, so
we got some meth equipment, nobody in jail.
Well, they wouldn't. But, Mark, to them, you are the right person if you're a drug user, because a lot of cops don't have a problem.
Suspects lie, right? And so once you're a police officer and you hear enough lies, then a lot of talking, and most people's talking, begins to sound like lies.
Of course, cops are allowed to lie when they are talking to you, by the way, when they're trying to get information from you, they're trying to come
up. Son, your partner just gave you up. You might as well go ahead and tell me what happened.
Yep. Yep. That's why they split people up. When you get pulled over and you've got two people in the car, they split you up and they lie to you.
The best advice, son, is get your attorney.
Yeah. Don't talk to them. There's no reason. There's nothing that can benefit you from talking to them.
I don't know whether I agree with that.
And I say, if you, I'm not sure, Mark.
I think that you won't know, and it's a difficult gamble to make, and I will concur with you from a practical standpoint, but I think that from a philosophical standpoint that, you know, like sometimes it's, you know, you won't know when, but sometimes it's better to talk.
Generally, the more you speak, the more they have to gather on you, and the more evidence they have to use against you.
When you take the group of people that talk to the police and the group of people that don't talk to the police, a larger amount of the people that talk to the police are in jail than people that don't.
But the sad thing is it takes people, unfortunately, a personal experience to discover this about the police, that they are out there not protecting and serving you, but protecting and serving their masters in the state. That's who they're out to protect. They are there to protect their monopoly. They're there to protect the politicians. They're there to protect the people that they serve, and that's not you. You don't pay their bill. As much as they're you're not the one signing their checks. Yeah, it's your money that's going into their checks, but that's because they're stealing the money from you. If you don't pay that money, then the men with guns will come to your home and throw you out of your home.
Yeah, and it's been getting worse and worse because, I mean, over the past few weeks, I've been getting more and more letters that, you know, have said, you know, I wouldn't be on the side of activists. I wouldn't support you guys, but I just went through this. So, you know, now I understand what you're doing and I want to help you. And it's just so sad that people have to come to it through those means.
And I wish I had a better answer for folks than you need to move to New Hampshire and get active with the Free State Project if you love freedom. Because having a protest, that's great. It's, you know, protests are useful from a socializing standpoint in that you'll meet other people. If you have an event like a protest against police violence or whatever the protest or demonstration is, you're going to meet other people of a like mindset, and maybe that'll lead to more brainstorming about other things that could possibly be done.
Well, Cop Watch programs are done all over the United States, and we in New Hampshire didn't come up with the idea.
No, that's true.
It's, as I understand, they started in Berkeley, California.
That's correct.
You know, but that, by the way, that in and of itself made me skeptical of hearing it the first time. Anything that comes out of Berkeley scares me. But I think that all police officers in the United States, all government bureaucrats at all times, should be susceptible to being filmed by United States citizens that pay their salaries.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a good suggestion, Mark, for a personal solution to police abuse. Having a camera trained on the police in public is going to do a lot to help keep you safer and help keep that that cop in line and help keep them honest. But on the other hand, I think while it's better to have a video camera than not have a video camera, if you don't have, say, like a Quick.com on your cell phone, something that will allow you to actually stream that video live, there's nothing that will stop that cop from snatching that camera from you and confiscating it.
Well, you could tell them that it's streaming live to the Internet. They don't know everything about all electronics. There's also the black dashboard black box cam that you can get from
Hidden cameras are getting much bigger on the market. I mean, you can get everything from watches, sunglasses,
and they're
necklaces,
cheap now too.
Yeah, keychains, anything.
This one's on the dash of your car, so that you just turn it on right there. It's in display. It's at freedomcam.net.
True. There are all kinds of solutions that can, again, help you in an individual situation. But the bigger question, none of the cameras answer the bigger question about what can be done about these police. Right. Because even if you have evidence on, you know, video footage of the cops being bad, usually all that will do will help exonerate you from the charges. So if the cop comes...
Sometimes it will result in the police officer being brought up on charges.
Very
but
rare.
But it doesn't stop the overall endemic corruption. And here's the reason.
The cop has to murder someone in order to be brought up on charges on camera.
There's always sex charges, too. But the fact is that the police organizations are monopolies. Monopolies have always and traditionally been bad at customer service because they don't have competition. Competition in the marketplace would increase the level of service, and you wouldn't have the corruption and the unresponsiveness to customer demands.
Well, but if you were to start your own police protection agency and compete, right. They'd target you as a criminal gang, and be arrested.
There are personal protection agencies, but they do work under...
but they can't protect you from the police.
Well, aren't there now those, like, people who dress up like superheroes and actually go and fight crime, and, like, the police have been advised to, you know, get aware of their local superheroes and stuff like that.
There's the angle grinder guy. Did you see that video?
Oh, no. But
there's a guy that has a cape and a mask, and I don't know what city it's in, But if you get a boot on your car, you call this dude up, and he comes out with an angle grinder,
oh,
and he's in a costume, and he just, you know, cuts the boot right off the tire of the car. It's incredible. We need more of that.
Yeah.
Now, that's a real solution to the violence of the police. But you know, forming a police, what do they call them, the police watch board or something like that. There's like a board in some cities, like in Atlanta, there's a board of citizens that is a police advisory panel or something like that. And they're supposedly keeping an eye on the cops. But that doesn't do anything.
It just sounds like bureaucracy.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. So I think that the best thing we can do is get liberty-minded people together. And if we do that, like with the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, where thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people are coming to the same place and getting active for freedom, if we get enough liberty-minded people together, we can repeal the laws through the system, the prohibitions. We can have people doing disobedience to bring attention to the bad laws. We can have non-cooperation, whereas we found, for instance, if people just take things like traffic tickets. Mark, you have a personal experience with this. You take like a parking ticket to court.
Traffic tickets too.
Instead of just obediently paying it like most people do, you'd say, not guilty, I'm going to court. They're not going to spend the time that it takes to prosecute you for a $5 parking ticket.
At least in some cases, they'll drop the points on your license and only give you half the fine or something like that. They don't really care about the points on your license. They care about the money.
That's really what it's all about.
Government fundraising.
So
if they cared about people speeding, they wouldn't make deals. They care about the money.
Mm.
They have line items in their budgets for tickets.
But if people just want to keep going along to get along, then nothing will ever change. Is as long as people are ready to say no and start disobeying and non-cooperating with these people.
And I don't mean disobeying by committing real crimes, harming people or anything like that.
No, of course not. We're not talking about, you know, real crimes here. We're talking about all the things the government people have criminalized, have made into crimes that aren't in fact real crimes. By definition, a crime, in my opinion, is something that actually has a victim. Something that actually harms another person. Now, I realize we've been blathering on here, and people have been waiting to chat. So, coming up in hour number two, your phone calls. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got a better solution to the police and their aggressing against peaceful people, which is what they do wholesale most of the day. Sometimes they actually deal with real criminals that have harmed others, and I appreciate them when they do that. More coming up. Hour two's next. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.